I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Blanks. I got you, Blanks. I got you, Blanks. You, Blanks. Yeah, what's going on? It's Oswald Witt here. Got to get a few things set up as I just had enough time, though. Walk in the door, grab a beer, and get Sonny and Cher on. So we'll start in about 8 minutes. For those who want to get in early on the Urban Radio server this week, we do have it in the topic, which I screwed up here. It's Thunder's Playpen this week, 129.125.47.93. If you want to get in a little CTF action, the server is up and running, courtesy of Thunder. As I said, CTF, currently the map is UT Eagle. So join up. Server is located in the Netherlands for all you people in Europe. My ping's not too bad. I'm about 200 or so. So join up and get on with it. We'll be right back.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
From RealFixMan from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Helen from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Where Quake meets reality. Urban Terror.
Greetings and welcome to Urban Radio. I am your urban pimp in the box, Oswald, as we look to cover urban terror from the inside. We'll bring you up to date on where we stand and where we might possibly see a release date here of Beta 2.6. But first, I'm still getting organized here as I said, I just got home from work. Can play a little Offspring. The tune is I Choose, and we'll be right back. Start the show.
Can't catch up to me now, the feeling's so beautiful.
shoes. What impeccable timing. I just captured the flag, too, to tie the game up one apiece. What's going on? Welcome. This is Urban Radio. I am Oswald. And as I quickly run through the channel, I do see many regulars. I'm sure you guys know who you are. People like, I don't want to single anybody out. Fumla, just because we like saying that name. CMB in here. See a lot of guys from Clan Pit, Clan Enigma, ZH, the Zero Hesitation Clan, Spellbinders in here, Sir Redemption. Oh, we can go on and on here. But again, thanks for the support and welcome to the show. We are going to look to bring you the best and most up-to-date information for Quake 3 mod Urban Terror. While it was technically only a three-day work week for me at the airlines, Urban Terror community has kept me on my toes this past week. Probably the most important news to come out of the development this week, as promised, a partial and, I emphasize, partial list of what to expect in Beta 2.6. We'll get to that a little bit later on the show here. First and foremost, I do want to express our thanks to those who continue to play and support Urban Terror. It might go unnoticed, but we do appreciate the gamers who make up our community. And even if we don't see eye to eye on every occasion or every topic, we do feel we have one of the best online communities. So from Silicon Ice Development, I want to say thank you. What else do we... Oh, I also want to pass along some thanks before we actually get into the show here. I know it takes like 10 minutes for me to get into the show, doesn't it? I do want to thank Team Sportscast Network. That's TSNCentral.com. Without their affiliation, our show would not have a home today.
TSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
Team Sportscast Network.
Alrighty, little props there for TSN Central. I also want to say props to Acidburn over at ForbiddenNinja.com for posting the show notes each and every week. Thanks for the support. If you'd like to get those notes, that's ForbiddenNinja.com. And they are updated usually after the show ends for this week. And finally, thanks to Zach at ZD Web Hosting for hosting all the recorded shows. We have had all the previous shows FTP'd for those who want to take a listen to see what has gone on in the past. I love the speed of this FTP. Don't take that in a sexual manner either, but go to www.zdwebhosting.com. Check it out. $8 a month is all it's going to cost you. Going to take a quick break and come back with the Urban Radio server information. I know the European crowd will dig that. If you want the IP address, it is in the topic in pound Urban Terror, 129.125.47.93. We are switching things up this week. That's Thunder's Quake 3 Urban Terror 2.5 CTF server. And now this from, who's this from? This is from Mungo Zen, our weekly music guru here. This is the Derek Trucks Band, and this is a pretty smooth tune, and I know Basilisk will dig it. We'll be right back on Urban Radio.
Fill my hopes so high and let me down so low. It makes no difference, baby. I wanna love you more and more. Every time you smile, I wanna smile with you. And every time you cry, I cry a tear for you. I believe that your love is true, babe. Talking my love, love, love. I'm talking my love, love, love. And I swear, I'm gonna give it all to you. Thank you.
What's wrong, Fumla? Do you not like this music? That was a good tune. Hey, we're back on Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and that song was not actually from Mungo's Inn. That was from Basilisk, our back-end guy here on the development team. That was the Derek Trucks Band. The song was Ain't That Lovin' You. If you want that, hit me up after the show, and I can give you a link to it. And I think we actually heard that earlier this week as I broadcasted Tuesday morning for about, oh, I don't know, three and a half, 4 hours on TSN for those who are hanging out in Pound Urban Terror and Pound TSN. If you missed the show on Tuesday, don't worry because we really didn't cover much in the way of Urban Terror. That's what Fridays are meant for. The Tuesday show was basically just to keep me awake since I had been up and working all evening. And speaking of Urban Radio Server, I know many of you usually connect to Blade Killer's Urban Radio Server, but this week we've decided to go back into the community in order to show our support of those guys out there who run servers. This week we are pimping Thunder's Quake 3 Urban Terror 2.5 CTF playpen. If you'd like to get involved, head on over to the IP address of 129.125.47.93, standard port. It's 129.125.47.93. It's also in the topic in Pound Urban Terror, if you forget it. I believe he says it holds 16, and seeing as I just got kicked out of there, we will try to connect back in and join later on in the show. Thunder, as I said, is your loving admin who runs the action off a 100 megabit connection. As I mentioned, the game this week is CTF. The maps do include Rommel from Barbecue, Subway from Lay Earth, Paradise from Excalibur, Riyadh from .exe, Druglord 2 from that guy named Dragone, and finally Eagle, which was released last week by Machine. Friendly fire is on. The cap limit has been reduced to 3 in order to rotate through more of the levels while we are on the air. Action starts 129.125.47.93, so get your ass there now. Hop on, have a good time. We also want to host your server as the Urban Radio server for the week. If you're an admin or host a clan server, then email me, oswald@urbanterror.net, and we'll schedule your server to be played during the show. Currently, we don't have anybody who's actually on the list here, so if you have a server and want to get in for next week, send me an email, oswald@urbanterror.net. If not, we will be back to our old reliable standby, which is Blade Killer's server. Great server, Vancouver, Canada. Speaking of servers, FSK 405 presents the Intermodel Day. That's today. Server's been set up since late last night. Running nothing but 40s level intermodal. You can find all the action at 216.110.36.135, port 27970. It's configured for 32 mad skilled gamers. So if you want to check that out, actually played that on their server yesterday before they actually changed it to all intermodal. So sharpen up those sniping skills, grab your night vision goggles, and game on right now over at the FSK 405 server. I'm going to try to get on there here a little bit later in the show. For some reason, I am having difficulty getting back into Thunder's playpen. I'll give that a few more minutes, and then we'll jump back to the FSK 405 server. What else do we have? In order to keep it interesting over on their server, there will be a normal round with a cap limit of 4. Followed by something like a low gravity or a high knockback round in between each. Sort of to, you know, offset things a little bit and have a little fun. That's all they're about over there at FSK 405. I believe Frogger recently did the same thing. He brought back the Warzone server, which, for those of you who've been around for a while, remember. I played nothing but the Urban Terror map by Energizer Sands. And he actually had that up all weekend. Very cool. Had a good time and it was full for almost 3 days. So you have those two servers to choose from today. And we will be, as I said, checking in on those here later on in the show. Basilisk, has told me Forum Life is about to get even easier in the coming weeks. That's good news for you guys. He's currently working on the next revision of the Urban Terror forums, which will include the coveted search button. Yes, after, what, almost 3 years of having no search button? Along with some other minor fixes, tweaks, and features. That's still a few weeks away, though, but rest assured, we will pimp it once we upgrade the forums, and I'm sure you'll most likely see it on the forums when that happens. I believe that means it'll roll to version, I don't know, 1.2 or 1.5, something like that. We still ask for your help to further develop the forums. For any ideas, problems, or recommendations, please post your comments in the website forum and questions forum on the Urban Terror forums. If you're interested in them, you may contact Baz at basilisk@urbanterror.net. I know he actually has sold that package to some other group who is going to be using them as forum, so that's kind of cool. Going to step away and see if I can get into the server here since I have the password, but I cannot seem to connect. I'll be right back after we hear a few songs, a few sounders on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald. We'll be right back.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
And did we mention QuakeCon is only 47 days, 17 hours, and 10 minutes away?
Thank you.
on, Fumla. I want to hear it from your mouth, baby.
Sit on our asses and watch everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Team Sportscast Network.
Whatsoever I thought of, you came my life.
Hey, it's Oswald, and we're back. What's going on? Oh, running around here. MB says, Oz, say something clever. I'm going to bed. MB, how about good night now? Does that work for you?
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. With Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
And for those who live in and around Dallas, Texas, we do hope to see you there. August 15th through 18th, I've got my tickets, hotel, and a minivan already reserved. Hope to see some of you there. If you do see us, feel free to come up, say hi, and who knows, I may even be over at the TSN booth trying to do this thing they call shoutcasting. Welcome back. I am Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio. Oh, man, I'm running around during the commercials here, or between the music. For those who have not been to our Map Depot on UrbanTerror.net, we do have a new FTP listed. It's basically for the guys, the gamers in the basically North America. The FTP is linked as Volaris. This is the company who hosts our website and our forums, and now they have many of our maps, many of the finished maps, the final maps that we currently have in the Map Depot. So feel free to use it. Pretty fast link, and hopefully this makes up for those in North America who cannot connect to the Cello FTP due to the traffic they're doing. I think I was past some, I don't know, 0.5 terabytes is the traffic they were getting over there, so it was quite a big transfer traffic from Cello for those in the U.S. So head over to Volaris. It should give you a pretty good connection, and we look to have the rest of the maps up, oh, I don't know, probably next week. In a sad bit of news pertaining to the Map Depot, we did have to remove the FSK 405 FTP due to a few problems. Hopefully we'll see it back in the near future. But in order to make up for it, as I said, we do have a new one, Belaris. You can click on that and find all the maps that we have. Most of you by now, I'm sure, have read the most recent news on UrbanTerror.net, as promised. We did post the list, at least a partial list, of what was going to be included in Beta 2.6. I have them all listed here, but I see no reason going through about 30 changes here. I'll touch on some of them, give you some comments on a few of them. The Team Survivor Code, completely rewritten. This basically will this will help not only for, you know, just Team Survivor, it'll help for most of the game modes, seeing as Team Survivor touches a lot of the code base. Something admins had been calling for quite a long time, a match-ready CVAR in order for teams to warm up. There is another CVAR, too. I can't remember what it was. It's in 27's dot plan over on silicon-ice.com if you want to check it out. We have added the G_casualties-win rule. I don't know if there's going to be two or three options for that, 0, 1, and 2. 0 is going to be basically the Beta 2.3 version. So if teams are tied at 4, round ends as a tie. We'll also have the way it is implemented now, I believe, where it's going to be the casualty win rules. And then there's going to be a third rule where if you eradicate the other team, you'll get more points. So hopefully that'll take away from some of this slow gameplay, a.k.a. camping, we have seen. For the weapons, we've reduced the movement penalty. That should be a big improvement. In line with that, we've tweaked weapons like the M4, the G36, the UMP-45. I think the sniper rifles were even touched a bit. We've added the AK-103 as well. The UMP-45 has a new skin. It's actually a new model. We've added the skin to the AK-103. Blade Killer did tweak the PSG-1, the sniper rifle. We've improved the helmet. So now a headshot's not necessarily... The headshot is now not necessarily a lethal kill. Riyadh by .exe has been completely updated. Very cool map. I think it plays much better now in the new version than it does in the current implementation of it. I think you guys will really enjoy Riyadh. Even those who don't snipe, I think it'll be a big improvement. Battle Cow has changed the docks, the spawns on docks. He's also tweaked a few minor textures. Uptown, he's still working on changes to the loud and spawns. We're not sure if this is going to make beta 2.6 yet or not. It depends on how long that's going to take. But he is still involved in some changes on there. Sweetnuts has modified some of the user interface. Oh, I know what that command was. I see it here now. The command to go with match ready is match start. That's also in the call vote. Also in call vote is the ability to turn on and off friendly fire. Sierra Nevada, nothing better. Unless you're Tapper and you drink tequila, then tequila's better. But I'm thirsty. I need a beer, not tequila. Rommel, as Barbecue calls it, some minor bug fixes, a new water caulk in the river there to improve the FPS. What else have we done? The flash grenade, now a little less intense when looking away. We had a ABI of that on UrbanTerror.net. You can check the news about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago, and you'll be able to see an ABI of it. We've also added a shake effect to the screen when grenades explode. That's kind of cool. But if you played SOF2, then you know exactly what we're talking about. 27 has, or I don't know if it's 27 or Thaddeus, but our coding team, as we'll put it, they have improved the explosion code, so it doesn't necessarily go through floors. We know this works on maps like Abbey. Hopefully it'll see some improvement on a few of the other maps. And this is directly from 27. He says, hold insta-arm high explosive grenades too long for a good time. That's all we're going to say about that. You'll have to figure out what that means for yourself. We've also implemented the mini-map, along with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 variables, things like map positioning, how big you want to make the arrow, the map arrow scale. There's an alpha channel on the mini-map, so you can actually make it lighter or darker. And then there's a size in increments of 64. So 64, 128, 256, 512. Any bigger than that, and don't even turn it on. grenades no longer disappear when thrown through the doors. That's kind of cool, because it does get a little frustrating when you decide to pull the pin on a grenade, toss it through a door, and you never hear a boom. But now, the grenades will go boom, and dead bodies will be flying. Along with that, the rotating door code has been improved, so players, I don't want to say won't stick, but they shouldn't stick. The Ares hit detection values have been changed. We have now added precipitation, like snow and rain, on the terrain maps, which is something that I know Rabbit Cow, who's still working on Twin Lakes, is looking forward to, as I'm sure a lot of mappers are. We've updated the sounds, and a big one that we feel will really help the community. We've eliminated all known, and I emphasize known, wall hacks. Along with that, we do have some bots we're playing with. Hopefully we can implement some sort of fix in order to, I don't want to say eradicate these, but make them a little bit more difficult to use. We've been in touch with the guys over at Navy SEALs. I've been talking to DEF CON X, and we're getting ready to fire an email off to Robert Duffy over at id Software and Wine. I don't know if that'll do any good, but we have some questions we want answered. Hopefully Robert or... Carmack, yeah, right, John Carmack. Hopefully Robert can give us the answers we are looking for. Much of this information that I just went over was released previously in one form or another, such as the dot plan, or on the forums, possibly even word of mouth in IRC or ICQ. Regardless, we've tried to bring some of it to light in order to ease the minds of the gaming community. I know there's still a million questions out there that the community has. I know one of the big ones was the headshot issue with the new helmet. As we stated before, the helmet is basically going to protect the entire head. That includes the face. No, that does not mean we're going to have a face shield on there. But, you know, I don't know. people have complained that, well, it's going to look stupid, and if you shoot somebody in the face and it hits them in the face, but you say the helmet protects the entire head. Well, yes, it does protect the entire head. As I said, we are still working out some of the details, some of the general things we said, tweaking of weapons. You know, I really don't want to get into, well, we tweaked this weapon by 0.2 and we decreased this weapon by 0.3. Are you going to be able to tell 0.2 from 0.1 unless you're Seffy? I'm just kidding, because I know he was he was talking about it, him and Magic. I'm just kidding about that. That's a joke. So don't go back saying, Oz said. But some of you who do know some code understand what we're doing. Others just want to see what they aim at gets hit. Bottom line. I'm sure everybody wants to see that happen. So some of the general things like the weapon tweaks, bear with us. We are working on them. They have been tweaked. And if the gamers who make up our quality assurance team are give us any good feedback, which they all have, then 2.6 feels like we're on track for a very good release that'll make way for a Beta 3. Some of the forum threads we read after we released this list really didn't do much but, as I said, stir the hornet's nest. As we've been told before, it's all about the gameplay, and that's what we are looking to improve for Beta 2.6. Hopefully you'll feel the same way, and if we need some more testers or gamers to sort of play the release before release it, don't worry. Anybody who idles in Pound Urban Tear, we know who you are, and if you're around, then we'll get you a copy so you can play on our server. Hopefully. We also know many had questioned the way we had been doing our releases. Many wanted to know why we didn't release a quick fix for 2.6 that just focused on the weapons and then do a beta 2.7. Well, here's what we sort of surmise. We want to move forward with our development in terms of beta 3. We have the plans laid out, and we're ready to implement some of the new features, such as the new weapons, the new models, the new skins, and the new game modes. We also know that the mod's not going to last forever, so we sort of need to make the most of what we have now, and we cannot go on making these small incremental jumps from 2.6 to 2.7 to 2.8 to 2.9. You know, while it may sound good in theory, it's probably not, because not only are you going to have to update, all the servers are going to have to update. So yes, I mean, now we release three versions in the next 4 weeks. Well, now servers are going to be running not only 2.5, but 2.6 and 2.7. So now you're going to have three different server types to play in, and now you're going to need the files for it. So it's not really the best to keep jumping in those small increments. We think 2.6 is going to fix all the problems we have, well, most of the problems we have, and Beta 3.0 will basically cap off the rest of it, adding some new features to it. Some also question, is Beta 6 taking longer than expected? Or has it come to be more than just a weapon tweak release? I think I sort of just touched on this. Answer to that is yes. It has taken a little bit longer. We've changed our plan. So, of course, it's going to extend the development cycle. We know the anticipation is high. We also anticipate a bit of another extended development cycle when we work on Beta 3.0. I mean, that's probably going to be a larger release than 2.6. And it's really going to include more than what we have listed on the web page. It's going to include more than weapon tweaks. It's basically going to be an overhaul of the mod, sort of like jumping from 1.2.7 to Beta 3.0. Were they needed, the tweaks we're talking about? Sure. Depends on who you ask. Seeing as the community's not privy to all the development information, you know, we think they were. Some of them probably were not. Adding the new features, adding a new weapon, tweaking the current skins or the weapon models. Of course, that stuff it's nice to have. Adding new explosions, adding the mini-map. No, those things weren't needed, but we're sort of setting ourselves up for 3.0. So, as I said, you guys aren't privy to all the information. You know, we may say something to this on a one-on-one basis if somebody's inquiring about the mod. But, I mean, we're not really going to come straight out and tell this to everybody. So, you know, maybe that's how nasty rumors get started. But that's how it goes. And 2.6 is coming along. 27 is basically finishing up what's left, which is basically code work. Everybody else is done, and they're working on stuff for 3.0. Sweet Nuts, Blade Killer, people like that, they're all looking forward to Beta 3.0 and everything that's going to include. Sounds simple, doesn't it? but it's not. I'm going to step away, grab another beer, and we'll be right back after this. This is a little Sprung Monkey on Urban Radio.
Yeah, feel it. Come on.
For shin, got the big shock of reality to find my shell. Close my eyes and realize I'm not the same.
When I'm a bullet in your head, it's bound to kill you. Like a modern day Judas, it will betray you. I feel it's more than just some sweet ambrosia. A magic pill to kill the pain. This vicious doctor is gonna kill you. Just close your eyes and wish.
This is Campa Hunter. We've heard reports of several kinds of the being spotted in the area recently, so we are pretty sure we can find some great specimens. Let me just climb down the rope out of our trusty transport chopper here, and we'll start the hunt. Right, so here we are on top of the SID headquarters building roof. We've heard of some nasty roof campers being spotted here fairly frequently. Let's take a look around and... Oh, there's one now. Let's see if we can hear his call, the call common to almost all campers from this distance.
Stay here.
Yes, there it is. Maybe he won't notice us and we can get a closer look at the critter.
Enemy spotted! Fall back!
Oh, it seems he's seen us. Notice how he barked out his alarm call and moved quickly away from us? That's a typical reaction of the roof camper when they detect a threat. They usually spook easily when confronted on their own level. At this point, he's mostly harmless, so we'll leave him for now. Let's see if we can find a nasty room or dangerous door camper here somewhere. Here we are at the doors to the emergency exit of the Bath building. This is a notorious door camper spot, but I don't hear the distinctive call, so we should be safe entering the corridor beyond. Behind this door is the storeroom, a known room camper hangout.
Stay here.
And it seems we're in luck. I hear his call now. It's rare to hear a room camper cry out that way, as they, not unlike the three-toed sloth, can sit quietly and motionless for hours and even days. Normally, you wouldn't want to open this door because those nasty critters in there would leap and attack. Luckily, I've brought along a trusty flashbang. Flashbangs are the weakness of the room camper. Now watch this, and I'll quickly open the door and toss in the flashbang.
Grenade!
Now that the room camper is totally immobilized and blinded, let's have a closer look. Here he is.
Requesting backup.
Notice in this helpless state how he calls for the assistance of his pack. I'm not worried though, as no one ever comes to the aid of a camper. It's interesting to notice how the effects of the flashbang render them completely unable to react, even when provoked. Notice that all they do is moan. Eventually, they will whine and try to get you to leave them alone. Let's see if we can show you.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it! Man down! Man down! Medic! Man down!
Amazing! The camper's communication is incredible when they're being provoked. Let's leave this guy alone now and see what other campers we can find. Crikey! It seems we stumbled upon a particularly nasty door camper. As I opened the door, he attacked and made a medium-rare pepper steak out of my left arm. I've moved back around the corner, and it seems I'm out of flashbangs, so I'll have to put this one down. That's a shame. But door campers are easily aroused by the cries of a room camper nearby, and there's no other way to get around it sometimes. As you can see, campers can be particularly nasty at times, but are generally lame and harmless. My scary brush with the door camper is not the usual fare for the camper. Confront them and their poor attack capabilities cause them to back down. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of Camper Hunter. I'm Ian Irwin, and I must get this arm attended to. Good night.
Medic!
Crikey! You gotta love that.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right, I'm Oswald, and we are back on Urban Radio. Sorry. I had to grab a few links here that I will be spamming on the channel very shortly. I know everybody enjoys that Campa Hunta, and yeah, I'm sorry, Brits and Aussies do sound the same. Sorry. That's my bad English. I know English. I can't tell a difference. Can you? Maybe not. Anyway, and as somebody said, we Americans, we Yanks are probably pretty bad when it comes to speaking English. English, as I call it. English. As many of you know by now, Lord of Doom and Vampy are changing the scope of Terrorist.net. They're going to be getting away from focusing on the entire community and become a bit of more of a clan-based site. As of last night, and I can't speak for it today because I haven't been there, but Terrorist.net wasn't even up and running. I know LOD said he's working on it. Lord of Doom says, I just want to do different things from now on. He says, news is fun, but for months and months and months... So you can expect some columns to be back when I get things in order. And, of course, the wallpaper packs, which we'll hit on here very shortly from Vampirus. It says, the map download section provided by Chilla will also remain up and maintained until the next site is online. Just don't expect the new content except from minor changes for a while. And speaking of Vampirus, She has also released another wallpaper pack based around the new male and female concept art screenshots created by Sweetnuts in his dot plan a few weeks back. His art, her creativity, and you have yourself a sexy new background. Here are the links to both of them if you want them. They're also on the forums, in the general forums, I believe. Both look very cool, so download it. Damn, 3-0. They must have voted that map off, huh? I guess they voted Paradise off. Sorry, Excalibur. One's male, one's female. That's what those links are that I just spammed in Pound Urban Terror. So if you want to check either of those out, feel free to head on over and pick them both up. Over at Clan Triad Development, we saw the release of a few new levels. Dragone re-release. Oh, huh, you know what? Disregard that. That's old news. All right. Getting back to Lord of Doom. Sorry about that. Oh, hang on. Blaze here. See the topic in Pound Urban Terror. Forgot the R. Okay. Where was I? We were speaking about the map pack Vampires made. I spammed the links. You can get those there. And I believe she is listening in, so if you see her, give her some props. As some of you know, especially those who are going to partake in the male-female scrimmage, the original date was postponed. His Lord of Doom was rushed to the hospital with some complications. Fortunately, he's relaxing, ridding himself of some of that undue stress that we all go through. Maybe it's living in the Vampy that does it. I don't know. And I'm just kidding, Vampy. I know it's not you. It must be Ice Odin the Cat taking LOD for a ride. But the date has been rescheduled. And in order to provide you with all the information of the rescheduled male versus female fun, and we emphasize fun scrimmage, she has created a webpage. The webpage I'll give out here in just a minute, but the idea behind the concept, whatever you want to call it, was based on an article she wrote for Terrorist.net probably a few months ago. And having to do with the battle of the sexes when it comes to basically who's more serious or talented or skilled when it comes to gaming. It sort of started with that, and it's come to this, and hopefully this will happen here very soon. It's going to be a public 7-on-7 match. The event is scheduled to take place on July 6th, beginning at 1600 and 1800. I believe that's going to be the two-hour time frame we're playing in. And that's 2000 Greenwich Mean Time, so you figure out the conversion, I think. For more information, you can go to SirVisions, and I'll spam it in the channel, SirVisions.new/fmfs.php. And this link I'm spamming in the Pound Urban Terror channel is for that webpage. It'll give you all the information, it'll give you the teams that are playing, and the time, the date. Oh, and you know what? It doesn't work. Makes me wonder if I got the wrong... Shit. Makes me wonder if I got the wrong site. Oops. If somebody has that, or somebody can find Vampirus pretty quickly, then... Oh, you know what? Ha! It's a typo. Let's try SirVisions.net, not .new. Ever heard of that? .new? I haven't. Hey, look at that. It pulls up. Okay, so I'm a llama. Give me a break. There we go, SirVisions.net/fmfs.php. That link will work. Looking at the teams here quickly, the females will include Jims from KTT, Blade Killer from Sid, XP Lioness, Louise, Adorable Doll, Vivify, that would be Mighty Joe Young, and Calamity. For the males, MF Doom, who cannot play cannons for squat. LT1 from FSK405, After the Nightmare, Dakar, The Count, Lord, and Thumber. Those are the two teams. And if this goes off well, this will not be the last time we do this. So check it out. As I said, July 6th, and we'll have more information on that as we get closer to the date. And currently, there's also a border skirmish going on that began earlier this week. It's Canada versus the USA. Sponsored by ClanBank.com and hosted by Straight Shot. The matches actually began this past Tuesday, with Canada taking both of the early matches, 13-8 in Team Survivor, and 3-2 in CTF. And thanks to Minna from CC, checking out the screenshots from last night. You know what? And I forgot what game modes these were in. Well, on the map Casa, looks like Canada won outright 12-8. And this is TDM, obviously. Oh, you know what? It says it at the bottom there. God, maybe I have had too much beer. Team Survivors, that first one, they played Team Survivor and Casa last night. And as I said, 12-8 in favor of Canada. And the U.S. finally gets on the board in Team Deathmatch, 283-282. Team Deathmatch. So it looks like Canada's basically dominating the U.S. at the moment. I believe that makes it 3-1. They have some more matches coming up here as I'm going to their website. They do have more matches coming up here. If you want more information on that, you can go to clanbank.com. When you enter the site, click on Canada versus USA Urban Terror 6-on-6 tournament. Last night was the 27th. The next match is scheduled for Tuesday, July 2nd. It's going to feature Rommel CTF and Streets Team Deathmatch. So it should be a good time. There's going to be no matches scheduled next Thursday, as that is the American holiday, Independence Day, the 4th of July, where we all go out and blow ourselves up with fireworks, firecrackers. Should be a good time. As you can tell by the commercials we have continued to play here, Team Sportscast Network will be shoutcasting live 24 hours a day from QuakeCon 2002, Mesquite, Texas. The dates of the event, August 15th through 18th. For more information on the event, go to quakecon.org. Also, check out tsncentral.com for everything Shoutcast. As I said last week, we do have some great Shoutcasters over on TSN, from calling games like Return of Castle Wolfenstein, Jedi Knight 2, MOA, and Urban Terror. Guys like Warwitch, Jeff T, to name two, Cold Shot. They have some great weekly shows like The O Club with Oblique, the Pond Biggie program with our boy Blanks. And, of course, the Mandatory Metallica Show, Mandatory Metal with Jeff T, and That's 80s Show with Wizard. So check it out. Stop on over to tsncentral.com. Going to be right back. A little behind the wheel. This is Depeche Mode on Urban Radio. We'll be right back. Wrong button. It's Oswald, and we are back on Urban Radio. And I got to pull one website up here that I may have to quote from here in a moment. I'm not sure. There's actually a thread started in the Urban Terror Forums. Actually, we can go back before that. A Representative Joe Baca, a Republican from California. You would figure, right? It's got to be some Yahoo from California. And 21 co-sponsors introduced H.R. 4652, the Protect Children from Video Game Sex and Violence Act of 2002. Basically, this bill would make it a federal crime to sell certain games to minors, complete with jail time. There's another link on the Urban Terror Forums about it, but I can spam one of the websites in here. gdmag.com/congress.htm. And what this is basically a response from somebody here. But they basically, what this is they want you to write your congressman and get this bill so it doesn't pass. People wanted me to talk about it here on the radio. I know we've done that in one of the threads. I know we've done that in one of the threads in Pound Urban Terror. And be honest, I think it's sort of ridiculous. I mean, they already have the ERSB, you know, the ratings board up there. But then again, I mean, how often is that really enforced? I don't think it is. I'm sure you could have a 12, 13, 14 year old go into a store like, say, Fry's or Best Buy, and buy a game like SOF2, which, what does it carry? It actually carries a mature rating now that I'm looking at it here. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to think. To be honest, I think this is sort of a ridiculous bill myself. But considering where this guy's from in California, which we consider the Inland Empire, basically anything east of the 405 freeway, we just add the word Tucky to the end of it. So Riverside becomes Riverside Tucky. Fontana becomes Fontucky. You know, they're backwards out in that part of California. So I don't think this will pass. Maybe it will, but, you know, it becomes one of these guys who, when they say, well, what are you doing for your district? He says, well, I'm going to make it better so kids are protected from video game sex and violence. You know, it's that type of thing. I don't know. I may check out this form letter and handwrite it and send it in to my congressman. Who knows? But just another way. I guess they're going to get the gamers one way or the other, right? So you can check that out. I'm trying to remember what the other link I had up here was. It's a link within that link I gave you. It's called So It Comes to This, and it's by Jennifer Olson, who's the editor-in-chief of Game Developer, gdmag.com. And, you know, just looking through some of the comments she has here, sort of interesting. For example, that's where I got that quote from. It says, the month leading up to E3 this year was marred by a couple of unfortunate public policy incidents involving the sales of video games and the constitutional rights of game developers and publishers. By now, you're likely familiar with the case of Interactive Digital Software Association versus St. Louis County, Missouri, in which a U.S. District Judge, Stephen N. Limbaugh Sr., failed to uphold the IDSA's claim that games constitute constitutionally protected free speech. While the findings in this case are baffling, at best a potential disaster, and potentially disastrous at worst, freedom-loving developers can only wait this one out on appeal. So, check it out. I'll spam that link too. Kind of an interesting article. GDMag.com, as I said, if you want to check it out. But hopefully nothing becomes of that, and we'll see what happens. I do have this question that it just comes in here, so I may as well answer it now from MB. He says, are you going to mention your plans to support third-party maps, or is that still a secret for now? Well, as we've said before, we will give all the information out pertaining to Beta 3 maps after we release Beta 2.6. We do feel you have plenty of time between 2.6 and Beta 3.0 to either start a map, finish a map, or tweak a map. So you're going to have to wait till we at least release 2.6 to find out what goodies we are going to include. Goodies meaning entities, functions like, I know many like Machine and Invis were both asking for multiple function trains. So, for example, in Machine's map UT Eagle, you could have the cars going by each other, so you could have two moving items and not one. Interesting, huh? Over on the Clan Triad development site, you can pick up a new level that's been released by Lethal X. It's titled UT underscore Old School. To be honest, I have not downloaded it yet, but you can get it at speedfreak.us/UT_oldschool.zip. That link is also over on the Clan Triad site, and you can check that out. Over on the sixth floor, that's my site. Of course, I'm going to pimp my own site. Why wouldn't I? I've been very busy during my off days. I had the last 3 days off. Screenshots of some new levels that are in progress, such as quite impressive level we're calling UT Point Blank. That, again, is from Invis, which is scheduled for release next month. July 4th is the beginning of the beta testing, I believe. Another map called UT Canyon from Cloudscapes, UT Desertville from Queen Bee over at Clan Triad, and a few more. Check them out. Also have a new interview up with Rabbit Cow. He's a developer behind Twin Lakes, and he's sort of made a few little advancements in terms of water caulk and terrain. His new version of Twin Lakes looks very impressive. I think you guys are going to dig what he's done to Twin Lakes. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to show off any pictures yet, and believe me, I've asked Blade Killer numerous times, can I show this off? No. Can I show this off? No. So once they get it fully compiled, we will give you some new shots of UT Twin Lakes, and I think you guys will be pretty impressed with it. Also, two new level reviews over on the sixth floor. The first one's UT Subway by Layearth, and the other one is Intermodel by 40, which happens to be hosted at FSK 405 server this day, today. That's all they're playing, is Intermodel by 40. Still, we have more. There's some new links posted on the tutorial page for level designers. First one, configuring GTK Radiant for mod editing. That should help. The Acme Brick Designer. It's a very cool and realistic bricks. So if you're in need of something for the upcoming level, check that link out. It doesn't necessarily tile very well, so you may have to edit it in something like PaintShop Pro or Photoshop. And finally, I've also added a link to Terrigen. Thanks to a few people off the forums who I cannot remember their names right now, gave me those links to check out and include. And last but not least, under the mapping files, we've added six new links to prefab vehicles from 40. These links were available over on PlanetQuake/MadMapper, PlanetQuake.com/MadMapper. But it looks like Egg has sort of stopped working on that site, so seeing as the links were already pointing towards FilePlanet, yeah, I know, FilePlanet, but I had no problems grabbing them yesterday. You can check them out. There's some prefab vehicles from 40, from Bale, and from SISM. And I'll also be posting a new tank. I believe it's an M113 from Invis. And if Invis is in the channel, maybe he can confirm that for me. But this was something he sent me a couple weeks back, and I actually misplaced it. I just found it again, so that's why it's not up there yet. But don't worry, dude. It's getting up there. I'll make sure it happens. Hopefully these links and the information provided will continue to help out the level design community. A little sip of beer there. Also, this in from Invis. It's calling for all CTF Elite. And I'm just basically going to tell you what he posted in the forums. Hopefully you will take part in this. It says Point Blank, which is an upcoming level, is strictly a CTF map only. No team survivor support. Covers roughly 12,500 game units wide, 10,500 game units deep. It has an upper military base section and a lower dock area that's 1,024 game units below. Terrain separates the two areas. It's a minimum of six routes to each flag. The spawns are behind the flag for less lucky kills by a rushing team. One of the features is a CH-47 Chinook helicopter that can carry an entire team of 16 players from the lower dock area up to the airfield of the military base. The whole base has a working sewer system for more routes, as well as an underground parking garage where the red flag will be located. He continues to say this is probably the most complicated CTF map strategically ever made for Urban Terror. Can't argue with that until I see it. No one could learn this map completely without hours of team play practice. Says it's been set up where caps can only be achieved with total teamwork and working strategically. Says I've made sure to design an anti-spawn camping feature by placing the spawns in interior buildings with ways out but no ways in. So I know that was talked about before that, Quake 3 Fortress, where your team can get out and in, but the other team can't get in. So we'll see how this works. It sounds like it's an interesting concept, and I'm sure Envis has made it work very well. He says also there aren't any sniping areas directly facing spawn points, so that's going to help too. All spawn points are located in open area main route sections, forcing players to use alternate routes so that all the routes will get used. He says you can camp one or two routes, but you can't camp all six or eight. Every sniper nest, either has a back door or an enclosed, or is enclosed where snipers cannot run from a well-tossed grenade. Snipers also cannot totally hide in these spots. Their head will always be exposed to potential anti-camping fire. This is to prevent the hopping or the jack-in-the-box sniper. He says, I've tried to make this as complex and diverse as I could by bringing my vast tactical experience and years of CTF gaming into the mix. He says, this map has a little bit of everything. All sides of the teams will enjoy this map. He says, I've also taken great care to find balance and flag spawn and defense positions. So, sounds like it's quite an intricate map. Knowing what sort of response Revolution got from Wetwire, granted, that map I can't say was very fair for both teams. Probably some shoddy flag positioning, seeing as that level was never really created for CTF, but for more of an assault-type game mode. UT Point Blank looks like it's going to be very cool. And I see Kane saying something about two times the size of Intermodel. Yeah, you're probably right. It's going to be a very large map. Being as it's CTF, we'll see if it works. And speaking of working, he says, for more information, check out the Calling All CTF thread in the general forums or head over to s8s.info. That's Section 8 Studios, for those of you who don't know what that means. s8s.info, and you can find out all about that map and possibly getting involved in some testing that's going to begin July 4th. If you want to be involved in the testing, head over to clantriad.net/devteam. You can sign up there over on the links. Get your name in the hat, and if you're an elite CTF player with some skills, who knows, maybe you'll be picked to play UT Point Blank on July 4th. And with that, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to check out some of the action on Thunder's playpen. Possibly stop over at the FSK 405 server. A little POD, Masterpiece Conspiracy on Urban Radio.
Evil eyes behind their smiles. You swallow it up when security lies. They lock me up, label dangerous files for the unknown. So you're scared of my style. Alert the press and address the state. Mainframe, uprise, now
Hey, we're back. A little POD, Masterpiece Conspiracy, and kind of a cool song, huh? Sorry, I'm trying to configure something here. Give me one second.
Copy that.
Hey, look at that. We got some tunes. Got some radio calls, and that means we are on Thunder's Quake 3 2.5 CTF playpen. Currently playing CTF on the map, UT Eagle, recently released by Machine. So I said the cap limit's only 3. Currently we're, looks like it's 7 on 7 CTF, kind of cool. If you've never been in this map, it's basically the castle, the town from the movie Where Eagles Dare with Clint Eastwood. That's whereeaglesdare.com if you want to check it out. He's done actually a very good job on it. It's a pretty cool CTF map, to be honest. it's got a little bit of everything. It's got some trains in there. It's got some airplanes. It also has, as I said, the moving tram cars, but unfortunately only one of them moved because we haven't implemented the two funk trains in there. Oh, and I'm dead. Currently we have Redemption 09. A la Merida, Seal Thunder, who is the admin. Rednecks, myself, and Cyberdance on the red team. Lioness, there's Lioness. She will be playing in the male-female scrim. What's up, Lioness? Nay, Disgruntled Letter Carrier, Wizard, Vicious, NB Killer, and Running Bomb on the blue team. 1-0 right now. As I said, it's quite an impressive map. As I said, it sort of suits all styles. You can't snipe in the map. I'm dead again. What else is new, right? Shows you how elite I am. you can't snipe in the map, but that's really not how you're going to win the round. It does take a little bit of coordination, not only from one person, but an entire team in order to be successful. The spawn points are, one of them's sort of in the castle away from the, away from where the red flag spawns. And the blue flag, all the way on the far side of the map. I'm dead. In the town. Nice. In the town, and you basically spawn in another building. As I said, pretty decent map. I know we'd seen early pictures of it, and I know some had questions about it, but, whoops, throw a grenade at my own teammate. That's not very smart, huh? But, seems to be quite popular here for CTF, and it's, got owned again. It's sort of been a welcome sight here for those of you who play CTF. Oh, what else do we have? T-shirts. I know many of you had questioned us on where the T-shirts are. As I mentioned on the forums, we had hoped to have some information on the T-shirts today. We've basically been dealing with three online press companies, and unfortunately the one we really want to go to has not responded to us yet. And they probably had the best setup of all. Unfortunately, no email equals no progress. We're also looking, one of the companies we're looking at is called Geekwares. Other one I'm sure many of you might have heard of, it's called Cafe Press, and that's sort of a last resort. I know many of you had heard me talking to Vampirella, and possibly having her do up some black t-shirts for a great price too. But unfortunately, neither myself or anybody on the team really want to take responsibility for collecting the money and processing the orders and shipping everything out. Not to mention that, you know, I would be the one stuck with the initial investment, which we figured if we did 30 shirts up, I know we could probably sell them all. 30 or 40 shirts, I mean, that's probably no less than $400 or $500. And right now, I really don't feel like shelling out $400 or $500. So we're hoping to get one of these online press companies to possibly do some shirts for us. And on top of that, we'd like to sort of offset a few of the costs that we've incurred over the last 2 years. For example, the server we run for our website and our forums, that does cost money, and it's unfortunately not free. We do pay out of pocket for that. So we will see what happens. As soon as we do make our decision, we will post it on the website, spam it in IRC, and give you a link to it. And we, as I said, hopefully will have that resolved this week. But we'll just basically have to play by ear and see what happens if this other company does not get back to us. The Geekwares company. Actually, not Geekwares. No, there's another company. Yeah, there's another company, not Geekwares. This other company didn't get back to us in another week, then we will actually look at going with one of the other few companies. And we sort of want to steer clear of Cafe Press. I know Blanks had some shirts of his radio station done up last year, and to be honest, they looked pretty bad. More or less a press-on. Sorry, I'm trying to get into a server here. That's why. 5 octaves don't work in an IP address. He showed us, you know, he had shirts last year, and it really didn't look good. The logo looked cool just because it was designed by Sweetnuts, but it was more or less an iron-on. It looked pretty bad. Our Urban Terror shirts from last year, everybody enjoys them. Very cool. Simple design. And who knows, maybe we will go with white. I don't know. If that's the last thing available to us, then we'll have to go for it. So where am I now? I actually just hopped in to the FSK 405 server. And, sorry, hon.
All clear in here.
As I said, they are playing Intermodel 24 hours today. It basically started last night. Currently, it can't get any better than this. Canada, 11-10 game, and it's 1-1. Very cool stuff. And if you've never played Intermodel, it's a very cool map. Huge map. you know, if this is even remotely close to how big Point Blank is going to be, then I think you guys who enjoy CTF are probably in for a bit of a thrill with Point Blank. But Intermodel is a very cool map. 40 did an awesome job on it. the size of the ship, the size of the crane, the piles and stacks of containers on here, just incredible. He's hopefully he does some more maps. We know he has something else coming. And this map basically features two large container ships. In the middle, it's separated by a large warehouse that has some boxcars, some train cars with some containers on it. You walk a little bit further to one side, and you come up to a small little warehouse that has some arcade games in it. You can jump onto the rooftop on the center building. It's just an awesome map. But it's only really successful if you get... there I go. Like I said, it's only successful if you get, you know, 10-10 or 12-12. Anything less than that, then the map is really worthless. But this time around, you know, what else can you ask for? It's a one-on-one, you know, it's one-to-one. Just awesome. Awesome map. So if you have time, want to play some kick-ass CTF, head over to the FSK 405 server. They are presenting Intermodal Day on their server, and who knows, maybe that will become a weekly or a bi-weekly thing. Oh, what do we have coming up on TSN this weekend? Well, I will tell you that. Today, the 28th, we have some more QuakeCon qualifiers, All Guns Blazing versus Supreme Mercenaries, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The 502nd versus Clan Capital tonight at 9:30 Eastern. And In the Mix, you know what? In the Mix ain't playing tonight. It's canceled because of the QuakeCon qualifiers. Our show, which is almost done here. And then it looks like things are going to be pretty quiet Saturday, but let's see. I'm checking. Checking to see what else we have on TSN this weekend. Doesn't look like, 5 matches. CS East Open, CF versus NST on Monday with TSN IC. Doctors versus Clan Capital, that's a Cal League RTCW match. 8:30 p.m. on the 30th, Sunday. We have Abuse versus the West Side Wolves, another Cal League playoffs. That's also on Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, with Jeff T of the Cal League. As I just mentioned a moment ago, All Guns Blazing versus Supreme Mercenaries tonight with Coldshot, your pimp. And as I said, 502nd Clan Capital also tonight at 9:30 Eastern with our Pimp Cold Shot. So that's what's coming up this weekend. For more information, head on over to tsncentral.com. Check it all out. Going to step away one more time. We'll be right back to wrap things up for this Friday edition of Urban Radio. A little new order here, Confusion on Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna clear out of town, smell like a driver's boat. Here comes the law, gonna break down the door, carry me away once more. Never, never, never want it anymore. Gotta get away from so cold. Crazy, so cold, crazy, oh.
And we're back. A little Stone Cold Crazy. That's Metallica. And that's actually for No Leaf Clover, Clan Triad. I believe he's still Clan Triad. Yeah, he's still Clan Triad. Big Metallica fan. Before that, we heard a little New Order. That was the theme song from the movie Blade with Wesley Snipes. And that's about it for the show this week. Hopefully we're able to give you some new news, or at least keep you interested here for the past 2 hours or so. Don't know what else to say. Coming up next week, we'll have some more good stuff. Hopefully we'll have some new news, maybe a release date. I don't know. We'll have to see what next week brings. But, don't know. We will see. Ah, yes. A little Spanish Flea. We will be returning the same time next week. Next week. It'll be a 3:15 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time start. You do the math. What is that? 10:15 start? 22:15 start over in Europe. Unfortunately, I have to work again, so I will be delayed starting the radio show. But nonetheless, we will be returning next week for Siliconized Development. I'm Oswald. Have a great Urban Terror weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm out. Late. Gut. Thanks for listening.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.